I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story from the WBGO Archive. Iconic jazz pianist, band leader, and composer Herbie Hancock is going strong. It was back in 2003 that WBGO's legendary announcer Michael Bourne and Herbie Hancock got together at the Blue Note Jazz Club in advance of his performance on NPR's Toast of the Nation.
When you look back, you know, when things are happening in your life, you often don't know what they're happening until they've happened. And how conscious or even deliberate have been some of the changes in your life musically? Because you've gone so many places and sometimes made quantum leaps, it would seem, from one music to another, acoustic to electric, different bands, different sounds, different attitudes, even as you play the piano. And yet it's always you. How conscious, how deliberate have been these changes over the years?
I kind of work off of impulses, you know. If I get an urge because of external circumstances or internal ones, you know, just something, if it's something that pops into my head, or whether I've heard something that somehow inspires me or somehow gets the creative juices going, then I follow that, you know, and I try to pay attention to that. I try to stay open to that also. And then I set about trying to make it a reality and find out what my relationship is with whatever that urge was, you know. For example, when I did Rocket, I heard scratching for the first time the week before. And when Bill Laswell and his then partner, Michael Beinhorn, came to my house to, on spec, produce a couple of tunes for my next record. On spec, you know, this was not something I guaranteed I was gonna use, but I said I'd check it out, you know. And the first, they had already prepared some things on tape, but the first thing they played had scratching on it. And I said, I was gonna tell you that I wanted to do something with scratching, because the scratching reminded me of with the Mwandishi band and just the different sounds that we used to work with. And it sounded to me like another sound that could be used musically. So I just followed that and tried to find my own voice.
Herbie Hancock in 2003. Courtesy of the WBGO Archive. The Chicago native's illustrious career has spanned 5 decades and includes 14 Grammy Awards. Thanks to WBGO's Archive Director Becca Pulliam, and special thanks to the American Archive of Public Broadcasting. With The Art of the Story, I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.